This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Aid deliveries were suspended on Tuesday at the just-built, now-broken U.S. temporary pier in Gaza, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Rough seas have damaged a U.S.-built temporary pier that's being used to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza. Three U.S. officials tell the AP the pier's operations are now temporarily suspended due to the damage. That's just the latest setback after the pier became operational last week. Four of the Army boats being used to ferry aid from commercial vessels to the pier became unmoored over the weekend, and there have also been three U.S. troop injuries. The pier has been providing an extra way to get critically needed aid into Gaza. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Israeli military is investigating the airstrike on Sunday in southern Gaza's Rafah that killed more than 40 civilians, a spokesperson said on Tuesday.
We are looking into all possibilities, including the option that weapons stored in a compound next to our target, which we did not know of, may have ignited as a result of the strike.
Chief Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari added footage of the incident indicated there were secondary explosions following the strike. Officials with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Tuesday said it was closely monitoring the probe into the deadly Israeli airstrike it called beyond tragic, but that the recent deaths in Rafah didn't constitute a major operation there that crosses red lines. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby at the White House was asked about whether the events over the weekend qualified as the type of death and destruction U.S. officials have warned about. Kirby said the U.S. doesn't have a measuring stick or